The report covers legislative sessions going back to 2001, when Democrats ran the Senate. Republicans took control and ran it during the 2003 and 2005 sessions, and Democrats took it back for the 2007 session. According to a Wisconsin Democracy Campaign report, the common thread throughout all those years is that the party in power got more money than the minority party from virtually every special interest. Director Mike McCabe says that includes lawyers, manufacturers, health institutions, bankers, the transportation industry, and utilities, just to name a few.
We hear from big donors all the time that they don't expect anything for these donations, that they're just giving to be good citizens and participate in the political process, and they support politicians who they agree with philosophically or who support their values. And what this report shows is that they're far more mercenary than that.
The report also looked more closely at fundraising patterns during the 2001 and 2007 sessions, when the full legislature was under split control. During the first 6 months of those sessions, while the budget was being debated, between a third and a quarter of all money contributed to candidates came from donors that gave to both Senate Democrats and Assembly Republicans. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.